table is just for the bride. It is not for nobody else. We don't want to be exclusive, but God made us exclusive. He's only got one bride. In this end time, there's one bride that's got a commission to take all the word and make all the word come to pass and not be one word off.
Right.
And if you say it can't be done, then you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Because it can be done. That's what the Holy Ghost was given to, is to lead us and guide us into all truth. He's the one that wrote the Bible. He's the one that spoke when he was here on earth 2,000 years ago. He ought to be able to keep it right. There never was a time when Jesus walked out and said, "Now me and my father's been having an argument back here in the tent." No. He said, "Whatever the Father does, I do. Whatever the Father says, I say." Why? Because the same person. Amen. I can keep my story straight if it's my story. Because I was there. I did it. So now what the Holy Ghost is doing to you folks is He's taking us and putting us, like I said before, He's putting us to where the writer of this is in us.
Right.
The one that wrote this
right.
was the Holy Ghost. Remember? Right. Men moved by the Holy Ghost. Luke and Mark wasn't even around when Jesus was around, and they had perfect understanding to write the Bible. Paul wasn't around when Jesus was around. Matthew and John were pretty much the only two, maybe James and some of the lesser ones, Peter. But 90% of your Bible is written of either future things or of things that were past, and they weren't even in the age that they were standing in, like Naaman, chariots jostling in the streets. We saw us going up and down the road on the interstate, but man, that was 6,000 years ago. Probably nobody understood that, and nobody did understand it. That's why, like to what Brother Aaron said, we got to have an updated revelation.
Right, that's right.
Nahum's revelation was he saw cars with headlights, but there was no such thing back then. He called them chariots jostling in the street. Jostling what? Us bumping into each other. Road rage. He saw road rage 6,000 years ago. But he didn't know what to name it. It's like the encyclopedia that me and Brother Boyd was talking about just now. He gave me a true original Webster's 18-whatever dictionary. It don't even have a car in it. It don't have a computer. All these different things that we have now, they never had one in the 1800s. Even a light bulb. Electricity. Some of those things are not even in that dictionary. So they had to have an updated version. Now listen, it didn't change.
Right.
It didn't change. The word don't change. To get an updated revelation that the seventh seal is you can have three wives, that's not an updated revelation from God. That might be something from the devil. But an updated revelation keeps in the continuity of the word all the way. But you and I now, we have, for example, we do have a definition of a computer. We know what that is. We know what a car is. We know what a byte is. We know what a terabyte. We know what... You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They didn't know that even 50 years ago. You didn't have the word computer. Mm-hmm. They didn't know what it was. You remember the old... Who remembers the old abacus? Oh, Lord. Yes. You'd have to set that thing out. The old computer of the day, you set that thing out. It had little balls, and you flipped them over to one side. 5 minus 4, and you got all the... It was pretty fun. It's a relic now.
Right.
Chalkboard. We had a big deal. I'm trying to kill time here. We had a big deal at my school that if you could go and clean the erasers... Yeah. For the teachers, so raise your hand for those of you that remember that. I'm not an idiot, okay? Take them outside and bang them together, and you got white all the way here, and then somebody would always go,
bam!
No,
or they'd come up behind you and they go,
boom!
Oh yeah. Well, you know what? I don't even know that they sell erasers now, but you know what they are? They're dry erasers. We don't have to clean these. You just throw them away and buy another. Chalk.
Right. Right.
All the teachers have chalk all over their hands, and then they come out with that thing, that little aluminum thing about that long. Everybody know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And you push the button, and it had some arms that went out, and you put your chalk in there.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When you pulled it back in, it held the chalk.
And that thing that you put chalk
tell
in,
us, Freda.
And you...
Yeah. You see, there's some people standing here going... This was 50 years ago. I've been out of school 50 years. It's been 50 years ago that we did this. And so we've come from 50 years now. What is it?
No, you didn't want to
say that. Listen, let me tell you what jobs are created. Luis wouldn't have a job if he was back in the... Bob wouldn't have a job. That was never created until he got here. Everybody got that? I mean, really. There was no social media. There was no... and everything now, what? Everything now, this. You turn this thing on and poof, in all the classrooms, and everybody's got one of these. Well, you know, 50 years ago, we might have had one of these, but it had the lines in it, and we wrote with chalk. Yeah.
It was an Etch-a-Sketch.
If you had a new Etch-a-Sketch, guess what? You'd be worth a lot of money. But you see what I mean? Now, same way with the Word of God. The Word of God never changed. Listen, education never changed. You still got to go from kindergarten, first, second, third. That is still the basis of everything that's going on. But now the things, even the things that Deanna's doing in school now, that she asked me to help her in math. Now she's in the sixth grade. She's in advanced math. I said, we did that in college. And they're doing dots now, which is in computer. Like, I can't remember what the name of it was. I said, honey, you're going to get somebody to help you because I don't know what you're talking about. So now what I'm saying, we have progressed. Our revelation has progressed. We've progressed in God, and here we are. We're getting ready. We're on the brink. I don't think we're going to have another decade. Decade's 10 years. I just don't think we'll have another decade. Lord, I'll be 70 years old at the end of this decade, so... God bless you. Pray for Brother Aaron. Pray for Brother Homer Longora. And read Revelation chapter 1.